Welcome, welcome, welcome. Once again, this is Cam coming into the studio with Evan for Kiss and Tell. At this point, I'd like to take today to actually do some Q&A session because I don't know if you guys know, but Girls doesn't start until January. HBO Girls doesn't start until January. And then the Guy Code is actually done for this season. So today I actually get an email from Eric. And he's asking me some very interesting question. Actually, one very interesting question that I'm sure a lot of guys has faced before. And the question is very simple. How do you talk to a girl who has a boyfriend? I mean, does it change the way you should talk to her? Is it something different you should do when it comes to talking to her, maybe dating her or even attracting her or simply getting her interest? What he writes to me is this. He knows this girl in class and she seems to be very flirtatious with him. She flirts with him. She makes sure that she sees him every day in class. So I don't know how often he has class with her, but every day in class. And then the few times that he's been late to class, she seems actually upset that he was late in class. However, even though she's very flirtatious with him, he doesn't know if it's because she just likes the attention or maybe because she's intrigued by him because he seems to be very well liked in class. He's one of those students who is doing well in class and who is outspoken. But at the same time, she has a boyfriend. He doesn't have her number. He only has her email from class, but he sees her often enough in class. So here's a question. How do you talk or how do you attract a girl who has a boyfriend? Now, Evan is on the line here. I mean, on the show, on the air, whatever. What's your take on that, Evan?
Well, I like that scenario. It's, I think, something a lot of us have faced. Having been in classes and being around females that, lo and behold, have boyfriends. So, yeah, great question, Eric.
Well, how will you take it, actually, Evan? Like, before I go into my spiel, because, you know, it's hard to stop me when I start.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think it's a trepidation that a lot of guys have, thinking that, oh my God, they're going to be crossing swords with some other dude, and well, you know, you don't want to get into a fist fight with somebody over a girl, even though you are really attracted to her, and, you know, you two would be great together. You know, I think that you basically have to ignore the fact that she has a boyfriend, and not let it creep into your mind, and not let it put you off, not let it scare you. You know, you try to do the best with the situation. You try to do the best with the cards that you have, and you have to kind of play a little mind game with yourself and ignore the fact that she's got a boyfriend, and you got to flirt back if she's flirting with you. And it may be that she's flirting with you for a reason. I mean, I remember my girlfriend in college at the time had a boyfriend, and she was looking to break up. I didn't quite know that at the time, but as it turns out, yeah, she was looking to get out of that relationship. And not to say that you want to put yourself in the place to be a rebound, but you can deal with that after she breaks up with the boyfriend. You know, it's very possible that she's grown tired of her relationship and she's looking for a fresh new start. So you may be lucky if you play your cards right.
Oh, Evan, how much do I agree with you? You have no idea. You know, this situation is actually interesting because I've actually personally had this happen to me myself. I've experienced this myself, my last girlfriend.
And let me just say that sometimes girls tell you that they have a boyfriend to make themselves sound more attractive. So, not to say that that's the case in Eric's situation. Sounds like she actually does have a boyfriend, but you know, there's no hard and fast rule to this in terms of needing to be scared off because she has a boyfriend. So, you know, don't take things at face value.
Yeah, that's true. But, and going back to what I was saying, you know, this situation is actually comes from personal experience as well, because my last girlfriend actually took her away from another man. I mean, if you say it like that, it sounds very, very bad. But I'm going to say this, basically. When it comes to meeting or attracting a woman who has a boyfriend, as Evan said, you have to ignore the fact that she has a boyfriend. First of all, the mindset you should have is really about yourself. do you think you're worthy of her attention? You know, that's really comes down to it. I mean, and before I delve deeper into why that is, you know, you just want to ask yourself, are you worthy of this woman's attention? Because the truth is, most guys are actually insecure when it comes to women. And they don't think that they deserve the attention. They don't think that they deserve to have this great woman in their life, regardless of whether she has a boyfriend or not. So the first question you should ask yourself, are you a great guy? And if you're a great guy, then why wouldn't she want to be with you, right? And that's actually one of the questions that you ask at the beginning of coaching a client. And I always ask them, what is it about you that woman would be lucky to be with you for? So now that you have the mindset right, you know, and now that you know that, hey, you know what, I'm a great guy, why wouldn't I want she be with me? Then give her the opportunity to make the choice for herself. I don't get me wrong, guys, I'm not condoning you stealing a woman from another man, especially if you know the other man. I mean, if it's your best friend's girlfriend or something like that, obviously I'm gonna, like, come on, there's a little bit of respect you owe to your best friend or to your friend or whoever it is that you have a relationship with. But in this particular situation, we're talking about a random woman that you don't know whether she has a boyfriend or whether she tells you she has a boyfriend. So it's kind of your job to just let her choose for herself. Treat her as an adult by giving her the choice. It is not your job to make the choice for her. And as such, it is not your job to eject yourself ahead of anything happening. You know? So knowing that, what should you do when you meet a girl with a boyfriend? And if you take that framework, that mindset, then you should do exactly the same thing you would do with a girl who doesn't have a boyfriend. And what is that? It just means talk to her, flirt with her, get a phone number, set up a date, and hang out with her. Let things come as they come. If she likes you, if she's interested in you, she will go out with you. If she flirts with you and then she leaves herself open to, you know, being kissed or anything like that, she knows that maybe something on the boyfriend side is not all that good going on right there. So again, Eric, I don't know what stage of the interaction you're in with right now with this woman, but what you should do is very simple. Since she's already flirting with you, flirt back with her and find a reason to get her number. And based on getting her number, set up a date. Set up something for you guys to do together. Keep flirting with her and see where it goes. If she likes you, she will leave herself open to more. Right? Now, should you ask about the other boyfriend? And should you make any kind of negative comments about the other boyfriend? At first, I would say no. Unless you really, really have to. My personal philosophy is let the girl choose for herself. You don't need to know who this other boyfriend is for you to be able to attract her. So be the friend, guys, first. Let your personality speak for yourself. Let her see who you are. And this comes back to my personal story. When I met my ex-girlfriend, I didn't know she had a boyfriend. I just thought she was attractive. I met her at the store that she worked at. And just like any other girl, I just talked to her. I flirted with her. I came back a couple times, and I eventually got her contact information, which happened to be Facebook at the time. And what happened is I kept on talking to her over Facebook. I kept on flirting with her, and eventually I got her phone number, and we started talking late at night. She did mention that she had a boyfriend, but again, I didn't know how involved they were. I didn't know how long they've been together. I didn't know how much she sees him. But the interesting thing is I kept on saying, hey, I'm going to call you tomorrow and we'll talk. And she was always okay with that. And for 3 or 4 or 5 days in a row, we would talk every night before she goes to bed for a good hour or two. Until around the 4th or 5th night, she's like, hey, I'm going to class tomorrow. Do you want to hang out before class? That was my cue. Like, hey, you know what? She's giving herself, or she's not giving herself, but she's leaving herself open to going out with me. And that's what I did. I went out with her, I set up kind of a date, I still flirted with her, I took her out. And I didn't do anything differently than if it was a girl that didn't have a boyfriend. And because of how it went, it came to the point where we actually made out. Now, did I sleep with her that day? No. Did I know anything about her boyfriend? I mean, I knew she supposedly had a boyfriend, and that's how it all started. And then eventually, you know, it came to the point where she had to make a choice. She's like, hey, you know what? I like you more, so I want to be with you. I'm not going to give you the details of, you know, how the breakup with the boyfriend happened or any of that stuff. Eventually, I did find out more about the boyfriend, but that was way, way, way down the road after I dated her maybe like 2 or 3 weeks. Then she started opening to me about her boyfriend. And as you can tell, it came to the point where she liked the both of us. And eventually, it came to the point where she liked me even more than her current boyfriend. And that's when she started telling me, like, hey, you know, like, I like you a lot. She started opening up to me. I like you a lot, but at the same time, I have a long history with my ex-boyfriend, and I've always felt this way about him. She started telling me what were her hopes and dreams. And because of that, you know, I tried to remove myself from her, from the selection process. I'm like, hey, listen, you know how I feel about you. You know, based on what you tell me, I'm going to put myself in your shoes. And if this is what you want, you should have a talk with him. I encourage her to have a talk with him. I encourage her to do other things to figure out if there's something to be saved with a relationship with it. And eventually she made the choice. She decided that she wanted to be with me. And that's how it happened. So guys, never think for a minute that you don't have a choice with a woman who has a boyfriend, especially when they're young. I mean, unless you can tell that that boyfriend is there for the long run, in all honesty, most women has guys in their lives. That doesn't mean that it's going to be the future husband. That doesn't mean that it's going to be the love of their life. You can tell by the way they talk about their boyfriend whether they truly like them or not. I mean, I've met women who are like, oh my God, I really love my boyfriend. Even though I am attracted to the girl, I'm not gonna really flirt with her as much because I can tell that she's really into her boyfriend. It's out of respect for her relationship with him because I can tell that she really values him. Now, if it's a girl who flirts back with me, then you know what? It's open season in my book. So, Evan, what's your thought on that?
You know, I think one thing that that guys probably have a question about and could conceivably get nervous about is the whole making the move part. So now you've been out on a date, you've been hanging out together, you've been flirting with each other, and now you kind of get a sense that she wants you to make the move, but you have in the back of your mind that, wait a minute, should I? This girl actually does have a boyfriend. How do you counter that? How do you wipe that fear, that thought from your mind that you really shouldn't do anything? And what if you go to kiss her and she kisses you for a minute or two and then pulls back and realizes, hey, wait a minute, oh my God, no, I shouldn't be doing this. I have a boyfriend.
So wait, what are you asking again?
Well, how do you get past that point in that voice in your head that says, okay, I think she likes it, I think she's into it, but you know what? Shit, she does have a boyfriend. The realization that you're about to, I mean, because it's easier to go out, it's easier to hang out and flirt, it's easier to do these things that don't involve, you know, any sort of making a move per se.
You know, my take on that is very simple. What do you want? You know, I mean, you're talking from a hypothetical here, like you're worried too much about what she thinks or what she wants. And when it comes to attraction, at least at the beginning, you need to focus on what you want. Do you like her? Do you want to kiss her? And then kiss her. And then if she likes you, she'll allow herself to be kissed. And it's not your job to manage her emotions. It is not your job to make the decision for herself. So if she regrets it after kissing you and she wants you to go back to her boyfriend, then that's her choice. And you can respect that after she tells you, hey, listen, I like you, but you know, I really like my boyfriend, so I don't want to do anything. Now, again, you chose to try again one more time if you want to and see what happens. But that's a tricky part. As I said, do you believe that you deserve this woman's affection? And not only that, do you believe that you have a lot to give her in terms of love and affection. If your affection for her is genuine, she will sense that and she will make the choice accordingly, right? You guys need to not be afraid of competition. Competition is natural, you know? And it's the same for guys who have multiple girls liking them, you know? You have to be really crystal clear on why is it that you're great and why is it that you like this woman, and let things happen where they shall. So Eric, if you haven't done so yet, I really recommend that you find a reason to get her number. Keep flirting with her because she's obviously flirting with you. And then see what happens. Don't stop yourself just because she has a boyfriend. Because the truth is, you will know very quickly whether there's something there or not. Now, if she's playing the both of you, you will also find out very quickly. Because all these things will divulge itself out as you walk down the path. I mean, there's a common saying, you know, how deep does a rabbit hole go? Well, how are you going to know? You only know by walking down the path. And it's the same in dating. When it comes to like dating somebody who's quote unquote taken, you don't know how far you can take it unless you walk down that path. Now, for that to, how do you man that balance between the conflict within you that you're doing something wrong versus, you know, this is good for you? Again, it comes back to your values. What do you value? I personally value intimacy. I personally value integrity and intent. So when I go out with a girl, I know very crystal clear that I like this girl. I'm just going to lay it out as it is. I like this girl. I'm going to walk down that path and let her experience that with me. And it is her choice at any given time to stop me or to walk away from me. But until she does that, why am I going to stop myself from talking to this girl and flirting with her and whatever else comes out of it? So, Evan, anything else you want to add to that?
No, you just got to live life.
Exactly, because the truth is, you don't know when you're going to meet that really special girl. I mean, looking back, you know, that ex-girlfriend of mine, she was one of the best girlfriends I've had. Regardless of how we broke up, you know, I think the way we met was very serendipitous. The way we've developed our relationship was wonderful. And I have no regret in making her my girlfriend. Now, again, that came with the idea like, hey, I really like this girl. I'm going to let her know that, and that's what it is. And actually, to give you guys the truth, there was a point in that relationship when she said, hey, you know what? I had a talk with my boyfriend, and I think I want to try to make it work. So for 2 weeks, she told me, like, I can't talk to you this way. I can't see you this way. And for about 2 weeks, or maybe it was 10 days, she said, you know, like, you know, I mean, we can chat or whatever, but, you know, I'm not going to see you. I'm like, that's fine. I'm like, hey, I'm just going to let you know. I want you to try to make it work, but I'm not going to stop, you know, flirting with you and trying to see you. You can say no. And I told her straight up. And, you know, sure enough, after 2 weeks, I mean, I was respectful of the fact that she was, you know, taking some time to see her boyfriend and try to make it work. But after a couple of weeks, her feelings for me got stronger. She realized that, you know, she really liked me more. And that's when she made her choice. That, hey, you know what? I still want to see you. As I said, your job as a man is to allow yourself to be in the race. Be on the race, you know, and then let her choose who is the winner. So, Eric, again, don't be shy about pursuing this girl. Don't be shy about it. You know, flirt with her just as much as you would flirt with any other woman. Because I've known you for a while before, actually, and I've seen you, work it. And, you know how to flirt. So don't change your approach and keep going at it.
Yeah, I guess the one thing I would add, though, is, you know, you don't want to become obsessed with this girl. I think it's pretty easy to get frustrated when you are flirting with her and you see that she's flirting back, but things aren't quite moving at the pace that you would want because, yeah, well, she has a boyfriend. So I think it's easy for guys to get maybe a little too obsessed and equally as frustrated with a lack of progress that is, I mean, the reality is it may be harder for you to make the progress that you want to make because, well, she's getting it from somebody else. So don't become overly obsessed.
Yep. Perfect advice to finish off on. Now, what's our next topic, Evan? I kind of forgot now. We got this good topic.
How to keep things interesting before in between dates.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. So here's another situation for you guys as a Q&A. You know, I've had a friend of mine ask me about this, and she's been going out on dates with a guy, and this comes often enough, right, where maybe you've gone on a date or two, but how do you keep them interested with you in between dates? And I think that's, why wouldn't they in the first place? So, I mean, Evan, let me ask you that. How do you keep it interesting?
Well, I mean, listen, I mean, we live busy lives, and, you know, the time that we get to spend on dates and go and hang out and spend quality time with the people that we're pursuing or fucking or whatever. sometimes that time is hard to come by. And so all the time in between then, you're probably busy doing a whole bunch of different things. And so it is hard to follow up all the time. And it's easy to forget a text message that may come in, although I should say not with somebody that you're really, really hot for. But still, we live busy lives, and so it's hard to keep up with everything all the time. And so sometimes in between dates, it goes so quickly because you've got a ton of crap going on. So it's important, though, to take a step back and realize that, yeah, you don't want to become too obsessed over this person, but you do need to make a little bit of time to keep the spark going, because it's a part of your life. This is your social life. This is your dating life. This is something that you're doing. Hopefully you're having fun, and that could lead to a long-term relationship if that's what you're looking for. So, you know, you got to take the time out of your busy day, out of your busy schedule, to do some follow-up. But yeah, no, I understand the time crunch that people face in that regard.
And that's very interesting because, you know, like how you keep people interested is just by talking to them. That's really what it comes down to. I mean, if you flirt in between, that's great. But how often should you talk to them is, well, depends on how excited you are about this person. Because as I mentioned to you guys before, it all depends on how you feel about that person. If you're really excited about that person and you really like that person, why can't you talk to them every day? Why can't you send them a quick text every day and see where it goes? And that's what it comes down to. It's like, how much do you like this person? Because I know for myself, when I meet a girl I really like, what do? I talk to her the next day. And then whether she responds or not, she responds right away, guess what? I'm going to talk to her the next day after that. And very often, that's how I keep the momentum going. And momentum is a key word here. It's like, after the first date, are you excited about this person or not? If you're not, then maybe you'll take a more, you know, subdued approach and wait a couple days and engage her slowly. Because the truth is, Evan said, some people are busy. Some people don't always have the luxury of talking to you every day. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't try and show interest in that person. Because most of the girls that I've actually had very, very strong feelings for, I've talked to them very quickly, almost every day on the first few weeks. And they continued that way at that pace. Girls that I like less, or girls that I may want to keep more on the, let's say, a friendly level and not show too much interest, then I'll keep them on every 2 or 3 days, I'll talk to them. But the key point here is talking to them, but also making it fun. The biggest problem I have seen with guys, at least guys, and that goes along with girls too, actually, with women, on how to keep it interesting is, are you teasing each other? Are you flirting with each other? Are you telling each other stories? Or are you just having boring questions like, hey, how are you? The first thing I will tell you guys already is like, if all your texts or if all your phone conversations start with how are you, it's pretty, the conversation most likely going to start very boringly. And I want to tell you guys up front, and I say guys here, but it goes to women as well. Go straight into the topic that you want to talk about. I don't know why you have to talk about how are you, because does it really matter? You will know how the other person is doing based on the topic. I'm like, and think about how you call your friends too. I'm like, when I call Evan, like, hey, Evan, I got a quick question for you. I want to do this. What do you think? I don't ask him, hey, Evan, how are you? He'd be like, good. Right? I go straight into what I need or what I want, right? And it goes the same thing with when you contact a potential girlfriend or potential boyfriend. It'd be like, hey, Jenny, I just saw this crazy thing I want to let you know about. Now, you want to go? You go straight into what you want to talk about. You don't ask about how are you. It can go into like flirting directly. I know, like I know with a girl I'm seeing right now, I tease her sometimes and like, hi, sweetie, this is your vibrator calling right now, you know, and she starts cracking up, you know, and you can throw very random things in the conversation at the beginning. Another thing that I've done before is be completely stupid on the phone. So she will call me and I'll be like, hello? And she'll like, hi. And she'll be like, hi, babe, or whatever it is she calls me. And I'm like, hello? And like, hi, is this Kim? And they're like, hello? You know, I'm like, oh, I think you got the wrong number. You know, and I act all stupid and everything, right? And she starts cracking up, and we have a good laugh, and we have a little role play going on.
Your listeners are rolling on the floor laughing right now.
but that's my point. My point is I'm having fun with a person, and I'm playing. And that's the real key words here. Like, are you playing with that person on the phone? Because the truth is, it's all about having fun, being kids, telling stories to each other, and just joking around. That's how you keep the person interested. And then in between that, then you can talk about the things you guys can do together. Like, hey, I saw these great, you know, cooking class, and I've always wanted to learn how to cook. Do you want to do it next week with me? And let her decide with her if she wants to go. It's really not that hard. And it goes the same from the woman, actually. The one thing I hate about women in between dates is they don't reciprocate. You know, there are some women out there, and I'm looking dead straight at you women, is like they always wait for the guys to start the interaction. Don't get me wrong, I always tell my guy clients to always initiate as much as they can, but if you have something you want to do, why don't you say something back? Why do you have to play games and be like, oh, I should wait a little bit longer and make sure that he, you know, he likes me or something like that? I have had women tell me, oh, like, oh, the first 90 days, you know, I never initiate. Like, what is wrong with you? You know, I mean, Evan, actually, you have a story to tell.
Do I?
Yeah. You know, you've had somewhat of a fling recently.
Yeah.
And how often does this woman talk to you?
She initiates, and I appreciate that. She, almost every day, actually, I get some sort of a message. Some days it's raunchier than others, but I definitely appreciate the fact that she just went after what she wanted.
And what does that mean? That she just say, hey, what's up, or what does she do?
Sometimes she says, hey, what's up. Sometimes she sends me a dirty picture. Sometimes she sends me a bunch of icons and, you know, lets me connect the dots. But it's a different thing all the time, which also keeps me guessing, which is fun.
Yeah. So that's what I say. If there's desire there, there's no reason for you guys not to do whatever you to contact the girl. You know? So what happens is, again, don't be afraid of keeping in touch and initiating the contact. Sorry, there's a little distraction here. But every time you want to talk to somebody, initiate. Say something fun. Don't be afraid. You don't have to say anything perfect and let them react to you. Because if you say something really fun, then that's what it is. Let me give you guys an example. I mean, I call my female friends on the phone sometimes, and I just put them in random situations too. I'd be like, hey, I'm driving and I'm kind of bored, so I thought I'd call you, and it's your job to entertain me right now. And they'll start to crack up, and they're like, oh, what are you doing? And I just told you I'm driving. It's traffic. It's terrible. So, you know, tell me something funny. And I make the girl, you know, do some work, for lack of better word, to entertain me. And that's what it is, because if you want to keep things interesting, push people around. You've heard of this before, push people's buttons. I mean, I don't like that phrase very much, But it's what it is. See what people are about. Push them around and put them in situations where you want them to react to you. There's a, I forgot who told me this, but be a force of nature a little bit. Be so bold, be so random, be so engaging that people just react to you. Let me think if I have another good example for you guys. I'm trying to think, but I can't even think of anything right now. But okay, I'll use this on my drive here, actually. This is for today's podcast. I was actually running out of topics to talk about. I mean, I don't run really out of topics, but it's more about I wanted something interesting that really people cared about. So I called my friend Twee, which you've seen her blog for me a few times. I'm like, hey Twee, how's it going? And she's like, oh, I'm at work. And obviously she was at work. I knew that. And I'm like, well, you have the great honor today of picking the topic for my podcast. And she's like, what? Why me? I'm like, because you're special like that. You know, I couldn't think of something. And I thought, like, you're a writer. You can come up with something. And she started cracking up. And she started to think with me. And I'm like, hey, why don't you call your coworker right now? Who's next to you? And ask them, what is the one topic that you would want to ask? No, what is the one question you would want to ask a dating coach if you had the chance? So she started running around and asking some of her friends at work. And again, this is just a friend of mine. But here she is on the phone having fun, thinking of random situations to play with me. So guess what? She had a lot of fun. And do you think that doesn't create a little bit of attraction, even though it's a friend? I'm like, I'm sure it does. So the point is, don't think so hard about how to create attraction. Play with people. Playing with people is so important that you wouldn't know what to do if you didn't.
But we were in line the other day at a club.
Oh yeah.
And a girl comes up to us because she heard we were having an interesting conversation, and kind of saw that we were fun guys. And so she comes up to us. There was a fight that broke out, and so we kind of had something a mutual thing to talk about or comment on, and we got to talking, and she comes up to us and asks us as a group, hey, so what do you all do? And she kind of just stopped herself right there because she knew that was kind of a boring question, but didn't know what else to say, so she needed to say something. And to her credit, she initiated,
tried.
So that was good. She tried. But then, you know, we flipped it around.
And what I said to her, like, all right, you know what? We're going to use your question, but here's a kicker. Let's tell each other what we do, but we have to lie about it. And then Evan got into the kick of it. And what do you say, Evan?
Oh, I don't know. I said something totally stupid about a bug taste tester for Fear Factor or something like that. You know, something totally off the wall and random.
Exactly. And she got really engaged. And then she got really curious. And then Evan went into his story about how he's never go hungry because he's always eating some random stuff, you know, that may not be healthy for him. And then, but unfortunately, before we got to everybody and before we got to her, we went into the club. And we never saw her again. However, here's a real interesting thing. Because we had this kind of fun banter, this fun little random chat, she found Evan again. And she's like, hey, by the way, I never got to finish your story. So what else do you do? And then they continued on for a little while longer. And this is the same thing you can apply in between dates. Just because a date ends doesn't mean you can't keep on flirting, you can't keep on talking, and you can't keep on doing other things with that person. So, to wrap it up, how do you keep somebody interested in between dates? Well, give them a glimmer of hope. Give them something to talk about. Give them something to get excited about. Make them feel good. I mean, it's very hard to tell you exactly what to say. It really depends on your personal personality, her personality. But in the end, it comes down to talk to them. And on that, I want you guys to send me more questions. In this next few weeks, Guy Code is out, HBO Girls is out, so I have a lot of time to answer your questions and talk about the situation that you really, really, really want to know about. So don't hesitate, send me an email, put a comment on the blog, and then I'll see you next week.
Métamorphose, changement d'une forme en une autre. Le dictionnaire ne dit pas si ce processus affecte l'homme, et pourtant, un de mes amis fut victime de cette crise étrange.
La semaine dernière, deux faits apparemment dissemblables agitaient sa maisonnée. Le vol de la voiture et la disparition du perroquet. En fin d'après-midi... ces deux énigmes se rejoignirent dans l'insolite d'un seul épilogue.